We continue six lines down from the top on Ayin Beis Omid Beis. We're in the middle of trying to find a proof for Rav Huna's ruling on Ayin Beis Omid Aleph, whether Nituk is a Chibur for Yayin Nesach. So now we're trying to bring another Raya, Tashma. We learned this another Raya from our Mishnah, Hama'arami Kli L'Kli. If you're pouring from one vessel to another, Eshe Ma'arami Menu Mutter, Hadebeni Beni Aser, that which you're pouring into is, that which you're pouring from is Mutter. That means that the water in the wine in between is Aser. Not only is the wine in the other vessel that you're pouring into Aser, but even the wine in between. So you see from here that Nizuk is Chibur, because if the wine in midair is going to be Aser, clearly it's considered a Chibur. The Gemara says, wait a second. Initu Chibur afilu degavei demanu namilitzer. If that's the case, then the inside should also be Aser, not just the middle. So halakasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. That's not a difficulty. To kamaktif ketufi. We could talk about a case where when you poured the wine from one cup to the other, you sort of like flicked it back and forth, and when you flick it, you remove the kiluach, the flow is removed from the top cup, it's just the flow from the bottom cup, and the wine that's pouring down in the stream. But nevertheless, you still see another nitzuchibur. The Gemara says, but that's still not a proof, because you can learn the reverse, you can infer the deduce from the second half of that Mishnah, of the end of the Mishnah, Ulatamech Eima Seifa, as She'ira L'socho Huda Aser, that cup which you're pouring into is Aser. What's the inference? Hadu Beini Beini Shari, so that what is in midair is going to be permissible. So you can't, again, bring a proof from here whether Nitzu Chibur or not. So we tried to bring a proof from our Mishnah, from both the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah, and we could not prove Nitzu Chibur from there. So now we have to take our proof from somewhere else. Tashma, hama'ara mechavis labor. If a person is pouring from a barrel into a pit, assuming the bor is filled with yayin nesach. So what's the halacha? Kilua chayored misfas chavis lemata. The flow which goes from the rim of the barrel to the bottom of the pit is going to be usher. And that's going to be usher. Why is it going to be usher? Presumably because of nitu chibur. So you see, a proof for Rav Huna, that Nitzuch is Chibur for Yayin, Yayin Nesach. But the Gemara says, no, Tergumar of Sheshes, but Ovid Kochavim Hama'ara. No, you got it all wrong. This is not a din in Nitzuch Chibur. This case is where an Ovid Kochavim is the one that's pouring the wine of a Jew from his barrel into the pit. So what happened? The asi mikocho, it's coming from his koach. His koach is creating the movement out of the barrel into the pit. What does that mean? And since it's his koach, we're going to aser the wine because of yayin nesach. Well, hold on a second. I ovid kochavim hama'ara afilu gavad chavisanami mitzer. Well, what second? If it's the ovid kochavim's koach, then why are we saying that the wine inside the barrel that he's pouring from is going to be permissible? Once it's his koach, then even the wine that remains in the barrel is going to be aser. So the Gemara answers, though, that's not the case. Koach dovid kachavim midrabanan, who the whole idea, the whole institution of the gezera derabanan, of the whole idea of koach dovid kachavim is a gezera derabanan. What do you mean? Why do we aser? We aser deoraisa yayin esach stam yainam. We also aser, because we have to assume that there's going to be midrabanan, there'll be problems. So certainly now we're going to extend it and say the koach of an ovid kochavim is going to be aser midrabanan, but it's not actual yayin esach. So we're going to aser koach to ovid kochavim midrabanan, and therefore once the rabbis establish rules, we know heim omru v'heim ramu. So therefore, hahu denafik libray gazru beirabanan, hu de lagavai lo gazru beirabanan. The Chazal said what they comes out of the barrel, we're going to aser their koach, but what remains in the barrel, we're going to say has nothing to do with their koach, and they're not going to aser it. So really, it sounds like Rav Sheshes paskins that nitzuk ain't a chibur. In other words, why did Rav Sheshes explain that the case is talking about an Oved Kachavim that's pouring with his koach and not saying the general case of Yisrael pouring one to the next? Perhaps you can assume that Rav Sheshes is of the opinion that Nitzuk Eino Chibur, and this case is a case of koach. Perhaps you can say that. Amar Luhu Rav Chista Lehanov Savisa. Rav Chista said to the wine sellers, Ki Chaylisu Chamra Lovit Kachavim, when you measure wine for the idolaters, Katvi Ketufe, right? Pour back and forth, so that onami nifti nifutzi, or throw the wine from far away. In other words, you don't want to have a straight kiluach, a straight flow from one cup to the other cup, because if you do that, you're creating a nituk, and the nituk is going to be a chibur. So Rav Chista says that nituk is chibur very clearly, and he seems to be the last person to have an opinion at the moment. And Rashi says, V'chein halacha? This must be the halacha like Rav Chista, that nituk chibur. Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam's shita. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is no, not like Rav Chista, but rather like Rav Sheshes. Just like we said a moment ago, that since Rav Sheshes established a case of koach dovei kochavim, we couldn't possibly infer that he holds nituk eino chibur. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, that Rabbeinu Tam says that Rav Sheshes paskens nituk eino chibur, and later on we're going to see a case with Mar Zutra that seems to indicate that nituk eino chibur as well. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosos says then that we should be machmir for Rashi that say nituk chibur, but if there's a makom sheyesh hafsid gadol, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos, machlokas Rishonim, nituk chibur, o nituk eno chibur.